Paddy Power, sponsors of the Road to Cheltenham.
Well, this is it. It's over. The last day of the Cheltenham Festival. We've been talking about it for so long, and it has delivered the 2024 Cheltenham Festival. It's delivered, I suppose, what we expected, which is Willie Mullins and Paul Tannen going home as top trainer, top jockey, with a haul of 9 for Willie Mullins.
Yes, and a great haul, an amazing haul, and a train he's 100 winner as well. Incredible at the festival. And yeah, it was a great week, I think.
Yes, and 6 for Paul as well.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable. A Gold Cup and a champion hurdle thrown in there. A couple of good novices for next year as
Absolutely.
Well. And what you want, I mean, I suppose as a jockey and a trainer, even as owners, you want the stars coming through.
Yeah, which is absolutely delivered in every way. But obviously the Gold Cup, the most important thing. And now Paul is the equal most successful jockey in the race with Pat Taff. 4 winners, 2 from Album Photo, 2 with Galloping de Champ.
Yeah, and what, like, 2 incredible horses to come across in your lifetime. And Galloping de Champ this afternoon was, what was he? Maybe less flamboyant than he was last year. More gritty, more determined.
Yes.
Gutsier. Brilliant jump at the last. And he grounded out. Definitely not as flamboyant as he was last year, but he was still a dominant winner.
It was a different kind of race, Paul was saying. He was able to cover him up and he had plenty left for the closing stages. This time he did have to be, your word, gritty.
Gritty, yeah, but I suppose that's the development of a horse as well. He's not as flamboyant as he was as a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old. He's now 8, and the older he gets, the less flamboyant he'll get. But look, he has 2 on the board and to win Gold Coast back-to-back, it's a fair achievement.
I think it's really appropriate in the 100th year of the Boodles Cheltenham Gold Cup that we have a great winner, and that is a great winner.
I would agree with that 100%. I think that's what the sport needs. It needs not superstars, humans come and go. It needs superstar horses. That's what we all come to watch. And you know, I was only saying it to AP earlier, like, we move on, the riders before us move on, the trainers come and go. It's superstar horses. We're still talking about Arca. We're still talking about Cotto Star. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what you need. It's all about the horse.
Well, he could have a chance of equaling Best Mates 3 in a row
That would be amazing if he did. But there was a couple of novices won here this week that stuck their hand up to take him on.
Well, that's the point. And one of them backpacked a file in the same yard.
And Corbett's Cross. And you can make an argument for Grey Dawning too. But that's what the sport needs. And I don't know. Maybe I'm too glass half full, but I think this was a lot better than people think.
I think it was really good. It was a really strong Gold Cup. It was a feel-good winner's enclosure as well. In second, Jerry Colomb, career best performance. Gordon Elliott really proud of that.
And yeah, he was. Of course he was. And he improved a lot from his run at Leopardstown, but that didn't look like a true running. He stopped in Leopardstown. He kept going from the last fence today. And a great run from Cora Grammer, who was outpaced, but he got to love a horse that tries, and he kept trying.
And Lum Presse as well. Vinicius Williams and Andy Edwards really proud of him.
As they should be. But like, it was billed as a big Gold Cup, and it delivered.
And the loose horse fastest, I mean, if you'd have said one horse is not going to get around, you could have had faster flows, slow would have been my outsider of the field.
I know, but when you do things quickly, you're living on the edge. He's a quick jumper.
Yeah, and he was the one that was getting in the way. Paul was having to think about him.
Third last, but anyway, he got the decision right.
He did. Go back to the first, the JCB Triumph Hurdle, and Mashborough won it with Mark Walsh on board for Willie Mullins. And this is the horse with a future. This is not just a precocious juvenile. This is a horse that can go on.
It is, but next year is tricky for him, whether he's precocious or not. 4 rising 5, does he go on novice chasing? He needs age, he needs time, and that's the catch with him. So look, hopefully he will be precocious, but what he does next year will be interesting.
Yes, Mark Walsh was hoping that he might be chasing next year. Willie Mullins, as you're saying, was just saying, I'm not sure I want to go chasing with a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I agree with him. It's, you need time to mature, to grow, to develop. Like, he's a fabulous specimen of art.
Kagiza was a really good second, probably overraced a little bit. Salva was a doughty third for Gary Moore. Our second race was the County Hurdle, and Willie Mullins says that this was the best ride of the week from Paul Tannen. It was a cruel, I mean, really weird today. Like, nobody wanted to lead in the County Hurdle.
And it's happened before. It has happened before. It gets slow ground, you don't want to go too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a dash, or a bit of a dash, and Paul sat last, but he was riding the fastest horse. I agree. Great ride. Great to watch how he found his way through. But when everybody sprinted off the bend, it opens for you.
Yeah.
Like, it comes arrow formation almost, and away you go. And he picked his spots. And I thought the horse was gutsy and admirable to say you could run in Melbourne in November on concrete and come back to Cheltenham and the complete opposite and be really good. Yeah.
Yeah, absurd. He'd won the Ebor as well. Willie is hankering to get to scratch that Melbourne Cup itch. He'd like to go back there. Might see that horse on the flat as well. And he outspeeded Loader Sud in that race. Then we had the Albert Bartlett. Again, this wasn't a strongly run race. And it looked like Keelan Woods was going to be able to control the race. Well, he did on the jukebox man. But heartbreakingly, he was run down by Sam Ewing on Sell a Story.
Yeah, and I thought Keelan gave the jukebox man,
yes,
a great ride, dictated it, went at the right time. He just got the wrong, not his fault, he met the last on the wrong straight and the horse got in and lost a bit of momentum, but the winner was lucky. Sell a Story launched out of Sam Ewing's hands. He was that close to pitching over on his nose and going down, but when your luck is in, you end up winning. And but I'm glad for Sam Ewing. I think he is I felt sorry for Keelan Woods, who's a very good rider, but I think Sam Ewing is a star of the future. And good to see him in the winner.
Yeah, we saw him with that when he rode Conflated, late caller for the Gold Cup last year. Beautiful ride in third on Conflated. Yeah. So it was great to see him in the Winners of Glacier, his first Cheltenham Festival win. Heartbreak for Keelan Woods. I thought after a difficult season, I thought he was going to have the fairy tale ending. And
yeah, I felt sorry for him.
Yeah, and Ben Pauling has brought his team here in good form. He's had a winner in 2 seconds.
Well, so he did, and a bit like the Skeletons, you know, he knew where he wanted to perform.
Mm. And he has done so. Rising force, the last 2 seasons, this season and the last, has been great for Ben Pauling. I loved the St James's Place Hunter Chase. I really did. I thought it was a beautiful, I thought it was a really exciting race for starters.
It was.
And the result, sine nomine, with John Dawson and Fiona Needham, of course, who ran this race as a rider in 2002.
Our last option, yeah. Mm. And it was. And it didn't look likely going to the last. It's on the line, drifted in, and the winner had to switch. But when the winner got into daylight on the stand side from the back of the last fence, he really stuck its head down and went all the way to the line. And it was. And it's the kind of result you want in a Hunter Chase, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. John Dawson was reflecting. He was wondering what he was doing, trying to get the inside of his hero, Derek O'Connor, going for the last. But luckily, he thought better of it. And the mare did really well after that late switch to then actually be able to land the jump.
Got a bit of daylight and got running. Yeah, she did. Fair stuff.
Then we had the Mrs. Paddy Power Mare's Chase, and this was won by Limerick Lace, full sister to I Know the Way You're Thinking. Keith Donoghue on board for Gavin Cromwell, second winner of the week for Gavin Cromwell, and Keith Donoghue's fifth winner overall at the festival, first outside the cross country, and that was important to him.
Yeah, I'd say it was. And he was always in the right place on her. She jumped and travelled. She probably outstayed her opposition. Outstayed Allegory Ravassi and probably outstayed Dino Blue as well.
In the conditions.
But Doug, that's what it's all about, the conditions. We can talk about it all winter until you know what the pitch is going to be like. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, and it's a nice assertive ride from Keith Donoghue as well. This horse has improved all season. She does have a Grand National entry, and she'll be interesting in that. And then we ended off with a third winner of the day after Sell a Story in the Albert Bartlett for Gordon Elliott. That was his second winner at the Cheltenham Festival. His third came in the last. It was a first winner at the Cheltenham Festival for the very talented Danny Gilligan on board Better Days Ahead.
Yeah, and came from off the pace and was the finisher. Was the closer and the finisher, got to Waterford Whispers, who probably over-raced.
Yes.
Keita Burbaum was third, and were they all novices? Is Waterford Whispers a novice?
Yes.
All
and
novices.
And Answer to Cave as well in fourth.
All the novices.
Yeah, lots of promise in that race.
Yeah.
Often, I mean, Galloping to Sean, the obvious one, but Sir Sean as well previously.
Gerald Tavik, Don Poley.
Yeah.
You know, there's Iroko as well, who ran well in the Turners. So it is a race for that kind of horse, but if you wonder where all the novices have gone from the novice races, in the mountain pipe.
Well, it will be interesting to see how Jocelyn Racecourses in Cheltenham reflect on how their meeting has gone. I think they'll be pleased with it. I think there'll be things to learn from it as well. I'm sure we'll be talking about it later on in the series. But this is the end of the Cheltenham element of the road to Cheltenham.
Where are we going next?
Well, I hope we're going to Aintree next. That would be nice.
Up the M6. M5 first, yeah?
Maybe not straight away.
What's the ticket we got?
What's been your favourite bit of the season to date?
Or even the festival. I don't know. I come here every year hoping to see horses perform, and I thought we saw some proper performances here. You can crab the Champion Chase, but I thought it was great for Declan Landy and Rachel Blackmore and Henry Bromhead to get their day with a horse like Captain Guinness. Chupu, Stateman without Constitution Hill, that was unfortunate, but that's what happens in sport. And Galloping to Sean delivered, and he had all the novices, and I don't know. I don't think National Racing has gone as bad as some people think.
Well, and there's Factor File, Slade Steel, Ballyburn for the future as well. Well, that's it for the road, the last wrap of the Cheltenham Festival. I hope that you've enjoyed the journey along with us. Thank you very much to the whole team who have enabled us to look goodish.
I'm not going to. Because there's a hell of a lot of them.
Absolutely, there is. And we thank them all. Thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed it. Good night.
Paddy Power, sponsors of the Road to Cheltenham.
Watch live racing now on racingtv.com.